Really quickly, before we get started, I just want to say thank you for choosing this podcast and welcome inside the Genie's Lamp. If you're someone who has been on the constant roller coaster of losing weight, gaining it all back, and never feeling truly happy, this is the podcast for you. We've helped over 1,000 clients worldwide achieve amazing physical results, but most importantly, help heal their relationships with food, the scales, their body, and their mind so they can finally get away from toxic diet culture and live a stress-free life. This podcast is an in-depth, behind-the-scenes look into our mission of coaching clients to achieve all their desired results by prioritizing their mental and emotional health. Mentoring clients to overcome the all-or-nothing, perfectionism, never-be-good-enough blockages so they can finally sustain their results and make us, their coaches, 100% redundant. If you find the podcast valuable and want to do your part to help others, feel free to leave a review so we can reach more people who may need this information but don't yet know we exist. Thank you for choosing and trusting the Fitness Genie. Enjoy the episode. Everybody, hope you're doing amazing as per always. I don't have as much of a guide or script or structure for this as the previous podcasts that I've had, but I really just want to jump on here because the only topic that I really have is you don't know how close you are to a breakthrough, because I have so many different clients at the moment. It would even be hard to just pick one, but I have a lot of clients at the moment who are really struggling. And particularly in Australia, it's winter or coming into winter. I don't even know when winter starts. I should probably look that up. But I'm assuming we're in winter because it's June now. And the days are shorter. It's colder. It's raining a hell of a lot more often. It's not exactly motivating to get outside. One of the most pain in the ass things is that a lot of people, obviously seasonal depression and all that fun stuff comes into play when we're figuring out what the shit we want to do. There are a lot of things that if we can just push through to get to that next stage, it doesn't have to be in 5 years' time for that massive thing. If we can just get to that next stage, that's what we want. And I suppose it is a big philosophy of like my coaching style and the Fitness Genie and everything that we do is it's not let's do this because in 10 years' time it's going to pay off. That is what we're doing. But we put the focus on one step at a time, one day at a time. And then eventually when we start to feel really good with what's happening, we can afford to zoom out and say, let's look at the week and let's look at the month and then the year. And then holy shit, look at how far you've come in 12 months, 24 months. But you don't have to have a long-term vision all the time. A lot of people are hitting the wall at the moment, and I have a lot of different clients, and I'm going to try and not single people out, but I have a lot of clients hitting the wall at the moment. And, you know, I hit the wall not too long ago. I don't know what it is about me, but when everyone else around me hits the wall, I seem to have a breakthrough and just go, yep, sweet, this is amazing. I love all this pressure. I love being this person. I absolutely need a break. But, I mean, that's coming up in July. But at the same time, whenever anyone else around me is not doing great, I seem to step up and thrive under that pressure of, okay, let's figure this out. The world is not burning. This is not, and it gives me a lot of perspective on what is happening in my life. I could be talking to someone and go, oh, things aren't really that great. You know what? Let me actually paint you this picture because I thought it was funny. And then it immediately turned around in an instant. I hate spending money on myself. It is one of those things that I just absolutely hate doing. I'm willing to bet a lot of people listening to this would feel the exact same as well. But I don't spend money on myself until it's absolutely necessary. If you did any sort of face-to-face PT with me, you would know that I wore my shoes into the fucking ground until they had 7 different holes in them. And when I was squatting, my toes would point out of the shoes. And I was like, ah, they're fine. They're still holding. They're all good. And then eventually one thing happens where, like, then all the toes are out. Then the shoe is completely bust. And then I'm like, oh, well, now I should probably get new shoes because that makes sense. I'm allowed to get new shoes now. And I had to laugh at this because if I didn't laugh, I'd cry, and I was borderline crying. And it's just such a little bitch of a thing that I bought shoes for myself, new gym shoes, because mine were good, but they were running out and I was using them for anything. So now I actually have shoes that are just for the gym and they look amazing and I love them. And I'll probably pop them up on an Instagram story sometime soon. Everybody on TikTok, welcome in. But I bought the shoes for myself and they arrived with faulty stitching and I had to return them. And I was like, of course, like This is what happens when I put myself first and I spend money on myself and I go, you know what? I'm just going to treat myself for the first time in 12 months. I'm just going to do that. And I bought the shoes. They arrived with faulty stitching and I had to send them back. And then it was like 2 and a bit weeks later that they finally arrived. And now I've got my first full week in them and they're pretty awesome. So I liked them. But they arrived, they had faulty stitching. And I was like, this is a sign I fucking hate it. The other thing that I bought, I bit the bullet and just said, you know what? Now is probably the best time to do it. I bought myself a 3D printer. And for those of you that have followed me for a while, know that I'm an absolute D&D nerd. I love all the miniatures. I love everything about it. So I thought, you know what? Instead of having to buy all of these different miniatures, because they're about $25-$30 for some of the ones that I'm buying, and they're unpainted. So I was like, if I really want to, the guys are going to go fifths with me. Like, we all divide it up evenly if there's like a massive thing that I need. And I'm like, hey, it would be awesome if I could get this mini. It's a massive, I'm not going to tell them what it is, but if I'm like, oh, it's a massive dragon, because Dungeons and Dragons, why not? If it's a massive dragon, I'm not going to tell them exactly what it is, but I'm like, hey, I need this thing. I think it would be awesome to do this and this. And I also don't want to paint it because of how pivotal it's going to be. It's $130. Would you guys like to go fifths in it? And they all go, yep, sweet, no worries. It ends up being like $25-$30 per person, whatever it's going to be, because there's five of us. And then we get that and it's awesome and it's a whole thing. But instead of doing that for all the different minis that I want, like $13 for this one and then $28 for this one, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be playing this for a while. I want a 3D printer. I've always wanted a 3D printer. And then I saw my mate using his and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Bought the 3D printer. And then this is where it unravels. Bought the 3D printer. I immediately felt sick. Once I had bought it, the excitement hit me and I was like, oh, awesome. This is going to be so good. And I can do this and this and this is going to be all the fun stuff. But then I felt sick in my stomach and I was like, why do I feel so sick? And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And eventually questioned myself and figured it all out that because it was about $1,200 to get the 3D printer and everything that it needed, I felt sick because I'd never spent that much money on myself just because I wanted to. Everything had to have a logistic reason. So then I broke down the numbers of, yep, this was actually a really smart decision because I can save money after 103 prints or something like that. After 103 different prints, I have technically saved money and the printer is paying for itself at that point. And I was like, Travis, you're an absolute fucking genius. Good on you for doing that. And then I bought the printer. And that was the first thing that it made me feel sick because I spent that money on myself. Then I realized, because I was talking to my mate who's also a 3D printer person, and he goes, oh, just by the way, resin printers are actually pretty toxic and they can poison you and people have gone blind and done this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck? So that was good because I didn't feel bad for buying like the full goggles and the ventilator and nitrile gloves and all that fun stuff. So that was cool. But I had to buy a ventilation kit. I had to buy like a tent so that the printer could sit in. It had to be a big enough printer so that it's not just printing. You have to print it and then wash it in like IPA. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Alcohol. And then you have to cure it. All of that has to happen within the same tent because the fumes are rather toxic and I have to pump them out of the room somehow. So I bought the printer and then realized, fuck, I have to ventilate this pretty damn well. So I bought a desk to put the printer on and turn that into Nerd Central. And then I had to buy the tent to go on top of that with the ventilation kit. And now, as we speak, I have my first test printing at the moment. But it was just one thing after another that led into it. And I was like, fuck, I've made the wrong mistake. I've screwed up. I've done something horrific. While all of that is happening, the shower started leaking. So then we had to pay a lot of money to get the shower to stop leaking. Both of our cars had to go to the mechanics. We've had something every week go wrong that requires money to be fixed because we can't fix it. And it was just one of those things. It's like, this is why I don't spend money on myself. Because if it was like, yep, that's coming up, that's all good, I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have batted an eye. But because I spent money on myself first and that started the chain reaction of everything happening all at once, I was like, oh, this is why I don't do that. This is an omen that I should just never buy things for myself because why would I? Because now bad things are happening. So that was fun. And then, yeah, I got the printer and then I had to wait because I had to get the tent and the ventilation kit. And then I got the tent and ventilation kit, and sorry, this is just, I just think it's so funny. I got the printer and went, huzzah. I got the printer first, and then on the Fridays when I got the printer, and this was like a couple weeks back, Friday I got the printer and then didn't get anything else to print, just the printer. Then on the Monday I got the resin and I was like, sweet. And then on like the next Friday I got the washing cure station. I was like, sweet. And then on that next Monday, I had to keep waiting for things to arrive. It didn't all come at once. It came in like random ass sections that meant I could use the next step of the process, but I couldn't do the entire thing because I was missing the next part to lead into it. And then I had to wait a week and a half for the tent to arrive and the ventilation. Then I had to set that up, then figure out what the fuck is going on. And now finally we've got it going. In the meanwhile, had the shower, had all the expenses, had all the fun stuff happening. And now finally we've got our first test printer. Why am I telling you all of this? Because I had no idea the amount of joy that I would have in starting the first print. It's a chicken, and hopefully the chicken comes out right. But all of the clients that I've got, they keep hitting these roadblocks of the next step of the process is gone. The next step of the process feels really hard. And they keep hitting this next wall, wherever it's coming from. But they hit this wall and they want to give up. And when I got my printer, it was the printer and I was like, oh, okay, I've got that, but now the shower's leaking and all this shit's going wrong. And then I had to go get a tent. And then at each stage, I was like, maybe I should just fucking sell it. Maybe I should just return it. Maybe I should get rid of it. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe I should just sell the desk. And basically wanted to give up and just not do that. Because I was like, what's the point anyway? For my clients and for, I suppose, big life events, a lot of people want to give up because they hit a roadblock. But it's usually that roadblock that leads to a breakthrough. And if you can get just through that roadblock, you don't have to worry about in 12 months, I want to do this, or I don't want to push through because what if that leads to burnout in 3 weeks' time? What if I do it and it leads to in 6 months' time? We're very good humans at picking up patterns and trends that are going to keep us safe. We're good at having the what if in a negative aspect so that we can keep ourselves safe. Every single client that I've got, when they hit that negative part in their lives and they want to give up, they feel overwhelmed, they feel like, what the fuck is going on? When you push through that, or when they've pushed through that, that's when they've come out the other end and they've had the breakthrough to go, well, if I can get through this, then I can get through anything. And I have a particular client at the moment who's going through an insanely hard time. And for her, thank you, everyone. For her, it has been, I want to give up. I want to go back to what I was doing. And I had to put my foot down with as much love as I possibly could to say, in short, we're not doing that because I know that that's not what you want to do. You want to do that because that's what you're always used to. We're not doing that of what you're used to. We are doing this. And I really want to say yes, because I know that it's going to help you emotionally, but that's only going to get us through this next day or two. It's not going to get us through this week. And if you can push through this moment, just go day by day to do our original plan. If you can get through this day, then all you have to do is worry about the next day and then the day after that. And we can use this incredibly tough part as a foundational experience, as a foundational memory for when something, and what that is because I just make shit up a lot of the time, not make it up, but I don't have like a specific term for anything. But a foundational event for me is when you have something that is incredibly difficult, when you are faced with something that is beyond difficult, and you're like, I'm not going to get through this. It's impossible. What's the point? Why the fuck would I do this? I love seeing them as a challenge to say, I wonder if I can get through it. What would happen if I could, and how would I get through it? Even if you do it and you fail, then you go, well, at least I tried. Now I know. I never had that mindset to begin with. It was always, this is incredibly fucking hard. I'm just going to ignore it and procrastinate and never do it. And then eventually 6 months, 12 months later, I would hit that same block and go, okay, well now I suppose I'll just have to push through it and figure it out. The foundational event is that seemingly impossible thing that we can't get through, and everything else falls to the wayside. And I say, if you can just get through this moment, think of how easy everything else is going to be from here. This is the boss fight that we are talking about. This is how we get to that next level, by getting through this boss fight. You may have to do it 3, 7, 12, 38 times to beat this boss. But when you do, you're going to feel a hell of a lot better. You're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel accomplished. You're going to feel relief. You're going to feel all of these things that are then going to feel easy. And then when we move into the next level of whatever that's going to be, things are a bit more difficult. They're not as difficult as that big boss, but it's ramping up to something, to that inevitable boss fight. And that's what I feel like a lot of people don't understand, or they don't acknowledge, is that life is just a game. That is exactly what is happening here. We are constantly going to get tested, because if you don't get tested, it gets boring as fuck. And a lot of people have been untested their entire lives and gone through 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of being untested. And that's why they're in the position that they are at the moment of, oh, fuck, something needs to change. I really need to lose weight. I need to feel better. I need to go do these things. I should probably go see a therapist. I need to fix all these things. Because that's what happens when you get untested. If you have a bike that doesn't get ridden, it eventually rusts. If you have something that does not move, it gets stale and stuck, and nobody wants to use it because it's not safe anymore. Why would you be wanting to do a squat if you haven't done a squat in like 10, 12 years? Like, oh, my knees are going to buckle, or this really hurts, or I don't really do this. Things aren't going to go the way that we want them to, but you need to be tested to be able to get through that next part. When we start for weight loss, health and fitness, all that fun stuff, whenever we start for it, we get the classic, like, quote unquote, beginner gains or newbie gains or whatever. That's because going through the first few levels are easy as fuck. You get to the enchanted forest and you just go boom straight through that boar and you're like, oh, that was pretty cool. You're learning the buttons as to what happens. And you're just like, oh, it's going to attack me. Dodge out of the way. Excellent. Reorient the camera. Fantastic. Swing. Damage dealt. Experience gain. Fuck yeah, that was actually pretty cool. Let's go. But when you get to higher levels, that happens in an instant and you don't have time to go, circle, dodge. Okay, get the camera. You don't have time to do that stuff. It just happens innately for you as, well, just second nature, really. It just happens. It's automatic. But you do have to think about, how do I chain all of these things together to make everything that I've done previously work for this battle? You go through level one, it's easy. You blow through it and you don't have to worry about side quests or experience or optimization or anything like that. You get to the boss and it's an overgrown sheep. And you're like, oh, okay, sweet. I'm just going to shear it and see what happens, because I can. And then you get to level two and you go, oh, fuck, this is actually kind of hard. Eventually, when we hit a point of, man, I can't be fuck playing this game anymore. Why would I do this? This boss fight is just completely unfair. What is going on? You could give up that entire game and never play it ever again. But eventually something in your mind is going to go, I'm going to start again. I'm going to go do that game again. That is the exact same thing that we are doing for health and fitness. Which is why when people hit that boss fight at level 7, 12, 28, whatever, when they hit that boss fight, it's not, okay, go back to what you were doing. And like, sometimes it is, get the simples down, get the foundations down and just do that. But for a lot of people hitting that boss fight, they want to give up. That's them not wanting to play the game anymore. And sometimes, yeah, you need to take a break from the game because you're so tunnel visioned on what is happening. You don't know what is going on. And you just want to do this thing. But when you take time off from the game, let's just say you take 2 days off, 3 days off, you take a week off, but you're thinking about it. You go, I wonder if I did this. I wonder if this could do. And then you're analyzing everything that you could be doing and the different outcomes that could possibly come from it. Then you jump back into it a week later. It takes a little bit of time to just go, oh shit, okay. Oh, I remember this. I remember this combo. Okay, sweet. I'm getting it. And then eventually you pick up the controls again. And then you go, sweet, now I've got the controls. Let's see if my strategy is going to work. And you do it and holy fuck, it works. And then you keep playing and you keep moving on. Life and health and fitness are the game that never end. It's just what it is. So when we get to that point of facing that boss, I don't want people to give up. I want them to do some side quests. I want them to have fun doing a different variety of whatever. Play a different game for a little bit. But all of it is going to be a game, just maybe a different genre. When you get to that boss fight, I'm trying so hard. I'm doing this thing where I'm trying not to say and so and like language. It's really hard because then I get these little lulls and I'm like, oh my God, people are going to think that I don't know what I'm saying, which is, to be fair, I don't. So here we are, me admitting I don't know what I'm doing. When you're facing the boss, I just want you to get through that stage. Sometimes you have to push through to get to the boss, to get past that boss, to get to the next bit. But it's meant to be difficult. It's meant to compound over time. If you were playing a game and it was impossible from the first level, why would you want to keep playing? That's why people get newbie gains. That's why they get beginner gains. That's why they get things that are incredibly easy and fun to do. And then eventually when they get 12 months into the gym, their results start to stagnate. Their results start to plateau. It starts to get harder and it becomes, what do I do now? That's where a lot of people, hopefully, if they're proactive, look into getting a coach. That's where they basically find the cheat codes and they hire a coach. And they go, this is where I'm at. This is everything that's happening. What do I do? Okay, sweet. Let's do this and see what happens. Let's try this and see what happens. Having a coach is just like having cheat codes for the video game because they know exactly what's going to be coming. They know most likely how to react to certain situations for what is going on. And obviously coaches are different. There's different coaches for different genres, for different games, for different outcomes, for different strategies, for different fucking classes. It's all completely unique, which is the fun part about it. But we don't want to get lost in what we're doing. I don't want anyone to feel overwhelmed and that they have to give up. If you've ever seen that photo of, it's like a little image, like a little cartoon image of a prospector up the top mining through something. And then at the bottom, their prospector is doing the exact same thing. And one of them gives up. The top one gives up and starts walking away and says, I'll never find any gold or I'll never find diamonds or whatever the fuck it is. And the second one, and the pain in the ass thing, the top guy, he gives up and he's like an inch away from hitting pay dirt, really. And the bottom guy just keeps going and he's obviously got all the diamonds and the gold. You never know how close you are to a breakthrough or for something happening that can completely change your life. And a lot of people are often one decision away from doing that. I can't tell you how many people have had a call with me about the transformation program and then said, nah, it's not for me. I'm not ready. I'm not this. I'm not that. And, you know, fair play to everyone. When you're ready, you'll be able to do that. For some people, they are dead set, honestly, not ready for the transformation program. And I never, like, fucking 38 times in a row be like, where are you? Are you signing up? What about this? I eventually hit a point where I go, ah, fuck it. They'll come back when they're ready. Some people, though, get to that point, probably like a 60-40 split, 60% are actually not ready. 40% either go, like, oh, it's way too much money. I'm not going to do it. But that 40% in there go 6 months later, 12 months later, they eventually sign up. And the number one thing I hear is, holy fuck, I wish I did this sooner. I don't know why I put it off for 6 months. I don't know why I put it off for 12 months. And they obviously don't say that in the first week of signing up. The first week of signing up, they're like, this is amazing. This is all going good. And then in week five, they go, I hate everything about this. And it's so demotivating and I don't want to do it anymore. And then week 15, they go, it's becoming pretty easy. I like this. I don't understand what you're really doing, but it, you know, it's working. And I'm losing weight. I'm feeling amazing. I'm sleeping better. I've got a better relationship. I got a promotion at work. So that's all going good, I guess. So what do we do from here? That's typically the way that it goes. Starts really high, hits a fucking valley, hits a low, and then we come back out of it. It's always funny watching people go through that because it's like, oh my God, I can't fucking do this. And to be fair, I've had a few people sign up at the same time and people that are in that valley at the moment, that's where they want to give up. But if you spoke to any client of mine who finished the program, who basically in that valley said, you know what? No, I'm going to fucking figure this out. And like, I'm just going to push through. I'm just going to get through today. I'm just going to get through this week. And voiced all of their concerns, questions, everything with me. And they pushed through to get to that next stage. They weren't worried about, okay, well, how am I going to lose the 10 kilos? How am I going to lose the 20 kilos? They just go, if I can manage the chaos here and just do this, that's all I need to do is just get through this little bit. And then they get through it and everything else becomes a fuckload easier. Because if you can maintain your weight through one of the most chaotic, crazy times in your life, when you are not in that chaotic, that's a word for us, chaotic and crazy. We're going to go with it. Chaotic. Fucking hell. I'm going to make that a D&D NPC. You watch. When you're not in that chaotic time, let's go with, how much easier do you think it would be to be able to go to the gym, meal prep, do your nutrition, do all those things? And if you're not going to the gym, home workouts or just workout at home or YouTube workout or whatever the fuck you want to do, it's going to be pretty easy, right? Because you've had that foundational moment to say, this is incredibly difficult, but if I just push through, I wonder what would happen. And figure out how to get past that breakdown to have that breakthrough. And that's something that a lot of my clients will hear me say. You need to have a breakdown to break through, because it means that you're ready to let go of things and move on to what needs to happen. A big thing that happens for people when they come onto the program is they spend most of the program losing weight. At some point in there, we have a transition period where we get them into a maintenance phase, get them away from tracking, and just say, hey, you can actually eat this many calories. You don't need to track if you want, but if you want to, you can eat this many calories. And now you know how to lose weight and maintain it. You can choose what you want to do outside the program for when we finish. And that's really fun. It's fun watching people go through that, because they go, how the fuck can I eat 2,200 calories, 2,800 calories? How can I eat all this and still lose weight and maintain weight? Like, that's the fun thing of metabolic adaptation. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. So that's fun. Give me a minute while I have a drink break. Oh, I should really just pause the podcast when I do that, but can't be bothered. I'd rather let you hear me drink for some sadistic reason. So anywho, if you can just get through that breakdown, that breakthrough, and get to that next stage, that's really what we want. Completely forgot where I was on the podcast, not going to lie to you, but hopefully this is resonating with some people, because you need to have that breakdown. Oh, that's what it was. When we finish the program, people spend a lot of their time losing weight. And when we come into intentional maintenance periods, a lot of people haven't done that before. And it blows their mind. And I get a handful of clients every 6 months or so where we get them down to their goal weight. And then I say, hey, you know what? Because they're so wired in for weight loss, they feel good doing that. And then the association is, if I keep losing weight, I'm going to keep feeling better. But for a handful of people every 6 months or so, because obviously the program goes for 6 months, I only work with 15 people at once. If that happens, the association then also happens of, if I keep losing weight, I'm going to start feeling better. I have to tell them, hey, we need to start maintaining weight. We probably even need to start putting some weight back on. And the freak out and the identity shift from every person that has gone through that of, fuck, I need to go from losing weight to putting weight on, that's against everything I've ever done. The identity shift that needs to happen with that, there's going to be a lot more breakdowns and breakthroughs from doing that as opposed to weight loss. Because weight loss, I swear, people have a breakthrough or a realization, or just like these mini realizations. A lot of people are expecting, and one of my favorite feedbacks came from someone where they were like, you were talking on TikTok and Instagram and stuff about all these breakthroughs and all the things that were happening. So I was expecting every week to be like, bam, world-ending realization, bam, epiphany. It was going to be all these massive things. But in short, it was all the tiny realizations of, oh, I can actually do this. Oh, and yeah, I never really thought of it like that. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. All of them compounded with the experience of them going through that while realizing it and then doing that and reinforcing it. That's where they get to the end of the program and go, fuck, from A to B, from start a program to end a program, I am completely different. I never thought about this and this and this. I thought it was going to be epiphanies and this and that. And, you know, sometimes people have those massive breakthroughs and I fucking love that. And one actually came from a client on Discord and I fucking loved it. I'm actually going to bring it up for you, because I did. When she sent it through, I actually went, so let me shorten this and bring it down. You probably would have seen it on my Instagram stories. Everyone who's on TikTok, if you're not following me on Instagram, go do that, because I'm trying to do a lot more stories over there. But anywho, where was it? I basically said, because the weight loss for her was happening and we're trying to now build the weight up. And it was a fun thing of like, even if the scale is not down because of this reason, it's actually the entire week. Across that week, it's actually down. So I know on the day-to-day, it looks like it's up, but across the week, it's actually down. So please eat more, because I want the weight coming up. And that is, I mean, the perfect example as to what I was talking about right there of the identity shift of what needs to happen. Like, it's okay to put on weight. It's okay to gain muscle. It's okay to just eat the foods that you want to do. But I said, that's all good. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Zooming out for the bigger picture. She said, it's going to be like a whole new world, which is equally as exciting as terrifying. I said, the only difference between exciting and terrifying is perception. She said, I'll trust you on that one. I said, well, if two people are in a room and a huntsman walks into the corner of the room, someone with a fear of spiders will be terrified, while someone who loves spiders will likely pick it up and move it. One is excited to see their little furry friend doing their fly-catching job. The other wants to burn the house. She said, holy shit, my brain just exploded. I get it now. I said, I'm glad I could break your brain. Those realizations that happen of like, holy shit, my brain just exploded, they're real. But they're not as often as the tiny realizations that happen throughout the program of, fuck, I never thought of it like that. I didn't realize I could do this. Okay, you say this is going to happen, but I don't reckon it will. Fuck, it happened. Okay. All right, he might be onto something here. Well, I'll do it again next week, and I'm going to prove you wrong that it's going to, fuck, it worked again. Okay. All right, he might kind of know what he's talking about here. I find it funny because to that person, to whoever it is like glass-shattering moment of, holy fuck, I never realized I could eat 2,100 calories and lose weight the next day. And for me, it's, well, yeah, simply put, A plus B plus C plus this and this equals this. And it's because I've been working at this for so long that I can just go, yep, sweet, this is what it is, and be really stoic and even keel about it. It's just a funny thing that I think happens. But having those breakdowns and breakthroughs, when you feel that you are being tested to the most of your ability, is typically where I have found that if you can just get through that moment, the biggest payoff is coming. It may not be as soon as you get through it. It could be a week later. You could realize something as that's happening, and then a month or 3 months later, as a result of that, it goes, oh, by the way, here's this thing that's now open for you. Here's an opportunity that you otherwise wouldn't have had. Things have a funny way of working out if you decide to work them out. It doesn't really happen. Like the same thing of the law of attraction and manifestation and all of these things, I completely get what people are saying. And there's a step two of that. And yes, you have to manifest, you have to visualize, you have to go do these things, and law of attraction, you have to think about and visualize and try to attract all of these things into your life. If we're talking about metaphysics and all that shit, I get it. I understand that. But the second part of the equation is not just visualizing and then hoping that a fucking cloud monster will just be like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you've been attracting this, praying for this as much as you want. Here's a brand new house and Lamborghini. Fucking well done. You have to become obsessed with your vision. You have to take action on your vision. Something that's in the new program I'm launching in July is the future visualization. What is the ideal version of yourself? A lot of people get caught on that because they go, well, I don't know. I'm not my future self, so I don't really get it. It's fucking hard working with people that are neurodivergent because they're so literal. But at the same time, I'm very literal, which is why I had a tough time with therapists, because they go, do you hear voices? I'm like, well, yeah, I fucking hear my voice. I hear this voice. And like, no, in your head. I'm like, well, yeah, where else do you think? Like, I hear my voice. I can hear Morgan Freeman's. I can hear everyone's different voices in my head. So I was like, when it's a yes and no, I'm like, it's not that simple. It's which is the right answer. I need some context. And then eventually when I spoke to my psych for ADHD evaluation, he was like, yeah, that's normal. That's okay. That's an inner monologue. I was like, oh, cool. Well, it's good to know I'm not crazy. But at the same time, I can have conversations with myself in different voices. I'm not sure if that's just the DM / voice actor / being an idiot creative side of me. Who knows? But anyway, probably why I'm a good DM. I have conversations with myself in the car, practicing different voices. And then I go, oh, fuck, I'm here. I don't remember anything of that 23-minute drive, but I do remember the conversation I had as I was a pirate on the high seas. Don't know if I indicated, though, at that roundabout, but hey, you know what? We'll figure that out later. If you can... Holy fuck, this podcast. To think I started this podcast back in, like, I don't even know, 2019 or something, 2021 or something. I cannot even remember, but I decided to start this podcast as a fucking journal for... Oh, let's get rid of this fraud call. I decided to start this as like a journal for therapy. For people on TikTok, does anyone listen to this guy or is he just talking to the void? It's a podcast. So I'm live recording a podcast that you can listen to that'll be out next Tuesday on Spotify. And I just do lives just because I'm here. So why not? So yeah, I mean, that's a fun part of it. But if you can get through that breakdown, because you will be tested the absolute most when you're about to have a massive breakthrough. It is the boss battle. And it's going to feel overwhelming. It's going to feel like a pain in the ass. But if you could just do one of those things to be able to push through to the next day to get to that next thing, If you want to take some time off by doing just side quests, like spending time with your family or playing a video game or detaching or going to the gym and not focusing on the main quest as much, but just sort of like maintaining where you are, you're allowed to do that. You don't have to always be trying to progress the main quest. You can do side quests. You can keep it varied. You can just try different combos. You can start the whole fucking thing again by starting a different class, by starting a different RPG. You can go through that. And how that would relate to the actual real world is you can keep going to the gym, but maybe instead of 5 days per week, down it to three. And instead of doing powerlifting or bodybuilding 5 days a week or for those 3 days, you can decide to do an athletic plyometric program if you want to. Start building it up. Start maybe focusing on more cardio. You can do whatever you want. It's not going to hinder or hurt results because at the end of the day, you're still moving, you're taking care of yourself, and you're doing shit that's good for your mental health. And if you can do that, mental health is the absolute bedrock that everything else lies on. A lot of people go to the gym because they're depressed, because they're mentally unwell. So they go to the gym to go, well, everyone's telling me that exercise is good, but there's no fucking way I'm going outside in winter. So they go to the gym and they start feeling good at the gym. And then over long periods of time, they start to feel good at the gym. And then they start to go, well, wonder what would happen if I, you know, only ordered out twice a week instead of four times. Wonder what would happen then. And then it eventually compounds into 5 years later. They're happy, the silver lining, they're up early, they've got energy, they're taking care of themselves, and they're just a completely different person. It all just starts with getting through that first roadblock. And then another one will come up. It's inevitable. Because that's what life is. And we're just going to continually hit roadblocks. But if you're at that point where you feel like you're giving up, that everything is overwhelming, that you don't really know what the fuck is going on, I can guarantee you that good things are coming your way if you decide to push through and work through this. Things always work out if you decide to work at it. So if you decide to work it out, sort of stumbled on that last one. So yeah, that's where we're at. If you feel defeated, just push through. Trust me. And by pushing through, it doesn't mean you have to put your head through the fucking wall to go, I just want to get the kilo down. It's what do you need to do to be able to survive this moment and either maintain the weight or keep the weight loss going. But if you're in a completely crazotic, was that the word we used? Crazic? I don't even remember. Crazy and chaotic time. If you're in that time, it's probably not best to focus on weight loss while you're focusing on just surviving. It's probably better off maintaining weight. And by probably, I mean it absolutely fucking is. Better to focus on maintaining weight while you take care of your mental health, because if you're in a deficit for a long period of time, you quite literally do not have the nutrients coming in for your cognitive processes to take place. Which is why when you're in a deficit, particularly an aggressive deficit for 4 to 6 weeks, and you do that pretty well for 4 to 6 weeks, one of the first things that you will get is brain fog. One of the first things that you will get from there is going to be, fuck, how do I do this? Your focus will start to decrease, because having to focus and do things that require brain activity, like actual brain activity, they're not necessary for you to live. It's ideal if we can focus and have high levels of alertness and do all these things. But the body just goes, there's not enough nutrients coming in. We can't pay the workers to make your brain work as optimal as possible. So if you're feeling like that and you're mentally burnt out, I can guarantee you that if you have 3 to 4 maintenance days in a row, bump up your calories, you will feel a hell of a lot more amazing. You will feel better. You'll have more energy. You'll sleep better. And your stress will start to disappear because you're starting to have more calories. Don't fucking overdo it and go like, Trav said more calories, I'm going to have 6,000 per day. Don't do that. Go to your maintenance so that you don't feel bloated and fucking awful and bad and all those things. But yeah, I really just want to get this out because there's a lot of people out there that I know that are struggling, particularly my clients, some of them that are there. Obviously, we have one-on-one calls, and that's a whole lot of fun to be able to break their brains and push them through that, figure out exactly what they need. But if you're someone who's not on the program or not talking to me directly, but you still listen to the podcast and you've been consuming all this shit, if you are going through a rough time, I can guarantee you that good things are coming your way if you just figure out how to push through this last little bit, do what you need to do to be able to take care of yourself, and then keep moving forward once the crazy time has passed. We don't want to completely give up, because then you'll be starting the game over again and figuring out what the fuck are the buttons that you actually pressed. So, yeah. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. You just have to give yourself some time and patience and grace and space to figure out this time period. But just keep going, because things will figure themselves out. And it's all going to be awesome on the back end. Every time that I've had a massive breakdown in my life, usually within 3 months, I've had a realization and gone, fuck, that's actually a good idea. We should probably do that. I'm going to go do that. And it's usually ended up being, 9 times out of 10, one of the best decisions that I've ever made. But I wouldn't have had the opportunity or the space to be able to realize that, but also the opportunity being presented to me and having space to be able to accept that opportunity if I'd have just ignored everything else and put my head down and just fucking bared down. Bear down for midterms. So that is it. That is us. That's what we are doing. We are doing the be okay mode. That's what we're doing. If you like this, leave a review, leave a comment, leave a whatever. Let me know if you liked it or if there's particular topics, because I'm running out of fucking ideas for the podcast. If there's topics or ideas or anything that you would want me to touch on or talk on, or you've just got questions that you think would be, even not for a podcast, you just have questions, just let me know. If you're on TikTok, then just leave a comment. Just let me know. That is us. End of July. It was going to be mid-July, but as I realized, I'm taking my 2 weeks, the first weeks of July that match up with the school holidays for Victoria. 15th of July, I'm going to be announcing the Simply Happy and Healthy program. It's changed just a little bit from what I thought it was going to be, but I'm actually more excited about it this way because I don't know what's coming, and that's kind of the fun part for me. But I think it's going to be fucking amazing. Well, I know the program is. It just depends on how many people take it up. But anywho, if you've got questions on anything, let me know. If you liked it, leave a review, do all that fun stuff, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.